Hi, this is Darren Smith, your pastor for the day, and I'm thankful to be able to share with you some riches from God's Word. Don't you love getting personal letters from a dear friend? The words are thought out, encouraging, instructive, and can bring much joy. There's a book in the New Testament that fits this description. It's the Apostle Paul's letter to the Philippian Christians. With all the practical applications and rich truths that Philippians has, it's easy to read over the first two verses, but I want to zoom in there for three things we can learn about our identity as Christians and some of what God calls us to do. We learn that we are servants of Christ Jesus, we are saints in Christ Jesus, and we are sealed with grace from the Lord Jesus. Servants, saints, and sealed with grace. Listen to what Paul writes. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi with the overseers and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. A servant is a person who puts aside his own rights to serve another. Some translations even use the term bond slave. In ancient times, bond servants were purchased or born into a family and served the master until they died or until the master decided to free them. Some developed such a close relationship with the master that they wanted to continue serving even when they could go free. That's the idea Paul conveys when he writes that he is a bondservant of Christ Jesus. The Lord has redeemed every Christian with a very high cost, his shed blood on the cross for forgiveness of sins. Anyone who comes to know him has a growing desire to follow and serve him faithfully out of the provision God so richly gives. The fact is, we are always going to serve somebody or something. Sin and the idols we have in our hearts are terrible things to serve or follow after because they destroy us, our relationships, and ultimately sin leads to death, physically and spiritually. But Jesus the Christ is a kind, gracious, and loving master. Knowing him leads to eternal life. Whatever else may come, knowing Jesus is the greatest blessing imaginable, and we can serve him out of joy. So in Christ Jesus, we are his servants. Paul then writes, to all the saints or holy ones in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi. Maybe you're thinking, there must have been a few outstanding Christians there who had already earned the reputation of being saints. But Paul is actually referring to the entire church. Every Christian, when united to Christ in faith, is a saint, a holy one because of Jesus. We have been declared forgiven and righteous, and God is maturing us to that goal. The basic meaning of holy is to be set apart or sanctified. Have you ever eaten something that was being set aside or saved for a special meal or event? I got in trouble one time around a birthday party. My wife had some fresh salsa and left it in the fridge. I didn't know it had a specific purpose and plan for its use. It was set apart, sanctified to use the biblical term. It was set apart for the party by the one who bought it. That's the idea of sanctified or holiness. It is unique, not common, set apart with a purpose and plan, and it's out of this that moral purity and righteousness comes forth as a fruit of our salvation. By the grace of God, Christians are set apart from sin, freed from its bondage. We are set apart to love and serve God and others. We are set apart by him to do his will for his glory and our good. So in Christ Jesus, we are saints, we are servants, and lastly, we are sealed with grace from the Lord Jesus Christ. Sealed with grace. In verse 2, Paul writes, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. God is the source of both grace and peace. Grace is the unearned favor of God shown to those who deserve his judgment. If you earn it, it's not grace, but a wage that is due. If you think you deserve a place in God's kingdom because you're a pretty good person, you try hard, you go to church, you do this, you don't do that. If you believe that's how a person enters God's kingdom, that's not your redemption. That's not grace. It's works. It's what you do, what you try and earn. God is a God of love and righteousness, of justice and grace. The only way to receive God's unmerited favor is to see yourself rightly as an undeserving sinner and call out for his grace made available in Jesus Christ. A Christian is a servant, a saint, and sealed with grace. Continue to trust Jesus, embrace him, follow him, serve him with joy and gladness. He is the greatest master and is the only true satisfaction for your soul. Will you set your mind on Jesus even now?